Hello. So my presentation will be just random pictures from past few months. And because we met here, I'm not texting anybody. I'm just having my notes here. So I'm not that rude writing in the middle of somebody else's speech. Because we talk about Polish gastronomy in a world avant-garde, we have to realize how we got there finally. Because for me, many years ago when we were looking for something to improve Polish cuisine, we're really not sure what and how to do it, basically. Because we were done with a number of few dishes that we could show to the world, or we were known in the world for a few dishes like pierogi and schabowe and all that, you know all of that. And so before I open Atelier, I realized that we have to, because we don't have many great establishments in Poland, we have to find absolutely new approach to what we do. In the marketing, they call it blue ocean strategy. You don't have anybody to refer to. Any points of reference, there is no Michelin, there is no any other great establishments, nothing. There is number of people running, screaming, cooking, and everybody, of course, is the best in its own category and is supported by his friends, family, and is always the best and the best. So we decided not to look within this site and create something that has completely new eye and new approach. And it took me a few months to search for our Polish roots, backgrounds, history, traditions. Of course, with the help of many people, I won't be able to mention, but Professor Dumanowski is one of them, to find out for ourselves that Poland used to be really a rich country in terms of culinary. So how do we transport this now to the nowadays? On the other hand, we are at the backdrop of 50 years of communism, when we were limited to number of ingredients. And suddenly we wanted to change that, but it took us first 20 years to catch up with the rest of the world in terms of our businesses, houses, you know, mortgages and all that. So after that, I think it came a perfect time to look around and to see for ourselves whether we have some Polish ingredients and part of our culture is the food as anywhere else in the world. So the starting point for me was creating the calendar of nature that you might be tired of listening to, but it is true. Something that to find out for any chef to cook, you need to have ingredients, and 60% of the success in the kitchen is ingredients. So I looked and I searched for ingredients in Poland. I created a calendar of nature that runs week by week, environment by environment, lake, river, mountains, everything. And we actually specify all the ingredients that are available. And this was the baseline. Because at that point, we didn't have any authorities in Poland, and I don't name those few people that you know from television authorities. We invited a few people from around the world for an event that was called Cookie Draw, because we were not sure. We needed this, you know, blessing from the others to find out whether we have those ingredients we dream about. And for us chefs, it's so important to have such a support. So we invited 12 chefs, including René Redzepi, Albert Adria, Claude Bossi, Magnus Nilsson, many others that visited Poland last summer, the summer ago, and we took them not to one specific area that we know that something beautiful grows and we want to just show off. We took them to any place, and by pure coincidence, we went to Suwalszczyzna and we spent the 5 days foraging, hunting, fishing, and then in the end cooking. Something I was really proud of was that we did not sell the tickets for the final dinner, which was a case years ago when the tickets were flying for crazy prices like 2,500 euro per seat. We instead invited local producers, those who gave us the, you know, the, all the knowledge about the ingredients, and the people who are really behind Senkac, or, you know, guy who used to smoke fish and many others. So it was really nice to show them. As a part of that, it's not only that we receive many great press around the world, because many questions that we needed to answer was what's for Poland about this event. And we always believe there is this magic button that next day we wake up in beautiful environment, many Michelin star restaurants and fantastic food on each table. It wasn't the case. We get just the power to work. There was the seed that they put in the grass and they said, look, you have to work hard, but everything that you find in Poland is right there. So it's completely up to you. So we have also a movie which will be presented this year from this event, still to be shown. So the next step was showing to the world something that is different, because if we start to count a cuisines, the family of great cuisines around the world, there is really a few only. There is a Japanese, you can help me with that, French, Italian, what else we have, Chinese. Any others? Yeah? So, the idea of when we received the Michelin star was that the Polish cuisine actually has joined the family of great cuisine around the world. And there are, as we can see, not many. And Scandinavian one, we've forgotten that René brought to the daylight. Because different restaurants, they offer something like Mediterranean or international. There is always a mix of something. So if we knew somebody that has in Prague restaurant serving modern Czech food, I would love to go there. Even if, and if he got a Michelin star, of course we would like to go there, or in Hungary. So we realized that was the biggest case in terms of Michelin in Poland, that we named Polish cuisine by signature way, and the Polish cuisine was mentioned elsewhere around the world. And then, of course, we captured a lot of attention. Oh, we had sharing a drink. And I presented the way we work around the calendar of nature during Madrid Fusion. Apparently, it was really good. Some of you were there. And we decided to go even further. Somehow, we grabbed the attention of people who were really tired of French food, Japanese, Italian, and so on. Therefore, many people have started to call Atelier, and almost every single TV station in this world has visited us to see exactly what we are doing. Maybe in our terms, we don't do anything like, wow, mind-blowing, but this is new. So it brings the attention of people. And for me, the biggest aspect of that a Polish gastronomy should take this opportunity, this 5 minutes, to actually create something even more within ourselves about Polish food. So we number of media attention that you already know, including CNN and CNBC. We got RTV that was recording a few months ago. Somehow they've chosen 10 most creative chefs in the world, and for no reason I was one of them, and they made a movie about me. It's gonna be shown next year. So it means that for us it's about new eye capturing the flavor of Poland. And somebody said that we cannot invent anything new. Of course we can. We have the elements of that, but we want to play a completely, make a new symphony of Polish ingredients, bring them back to life from forgotten times, and of course we're trying to do that. So suddenly, when I came back from Tel Aviv, I met many people there who are thinking the Polish food is about potato is gray. Oh, that was the biggest surprise. It's gray and boring and so on. So we actually invited them to the dinner we cooked, and we showed them completely new food. And they invited me also to the restaurant that was established in 1941. And everything that they put in front of me, I could not relate as a Polish food. And I told them that there was nothing I know as a Polish food, not even my parents. My father was born 43 anyway. And so it's the chance now of you know, Polish food and Polish cuisine to establish its place in the world by events like this, of course. And in terms of art, I think, as Ryan mentioned, for me many years ago, before even I had my restaurant, when I was thinking about somebody having a lab, it was like, wow, really posh and what an asshole. Why do you need to have a lab? But when we started working, and it's like really a restaurant that is full of people, and we have a lots of work to do to look after our customers on a daily basis, but there is million other ideas running through your head, you need an extra space. So that's why I realized that we need a lab, and we built one that is on Belvederska. And we work on our projects. This is the space when we can meet with Marek, with Bartek, with many other people, with Rafał, who is doing all the wood stuff for us, with Ryan, and talk about food science, everything else that is related to our work. So it became really important. But the most important subject to that is very few places around the world that you can actually take your chefs, your cooks, and lock them inside without the pressure of doing the service. Give them the tools, give them the materials, ingredients, and let them play whatever they want to do. And I strongly believe if you create such a space, they will come up with amazing ideas, maybe even better than those one from Noma, because it's very rare for a chef. Chef always work under pressure, under control of the chef, of the customers, fulfilling the expectations. So for me, it's really important. What about if we have a kitchen just for ourselves? And there is no goals to achieve, just the freedom. And I believe young people can create amazing things. They already have. And that's why we are really proud of having that. In terms of as Marek mentioned, we cooperate for many years now. We bring into life, and I really think that my next step will be to buy a 3D printer and do something even more crazy. But this is so important, the link between the porcelain, the something that we serve food on, and of course sometimes you need to even get involved and create it yourself, or like we had the meeting with your students to tell them what your expectations are, because they really, as we mentioned, Ryan mentioned, we need to change the way of thinking about food. We need to change and redefine the way of criticizing the food nowadays, about the way we want to design our porcelain for chefs is completely different approach. And the last thing that you sometimes is right here on this random play is the Forgotten Fields. It's the festival that I will bring to life in June 27, 29 next year, because it comes from my experience during Cooked Raw, when we actually invited all those people and all the journalists from around the world, and then of course they had no expectation coming to Poland, apart from maybe having a glass of vodka or something. So they were really surprised. We have a great heritage. We have great designers. We have great products, and we know how to do it basically more and more. So we want to bring those two worlds: the Western, very established Michelin-starred chefs to Warsaw, and then invite some people from the Eastern world that we don't even we are never even not aware of they exist, but they most I'm really sure they will have forgotten ideas, forgotten ingredients, forgotten methods, and we're gonna use this platform of exchanging ideas in Warsaw next year. And I think it will be, it will show, it will be another step for Polish gastronomy to establish its place in the avant-garde cuisine. Thank you.